Grease is the word at the Normal Theater as the classic musical is being shown in a sing-along format Friday, April 19th at 7 p.m. The showing includes classic cars, a costume contest, giveaways, and more. Eric Wesselman from the Illinois State University Department of Psychology is involved with organizing the event, which is aimed to be an evening steeped with nostalgia. Wesselman, along with Scott Jordan, are GLT's psych geeks. Both agree that nostalgia serves unique functions in our lives. Nostalgia, says Jordan, isn't just about feeling good. It's about a feeling of belonging.
It's clear that you belong in the home you were raised with your family. And families get in arguments all the time, so it's not necessarily all about positivity, but there is this calm, this sense of slow burn optimism that comes with being in a place where you feel like you belong. And I think that's terribly important.
One of the places I always feel like I belong is in a movie theater, because I'm a movie fan, especially classic movies. Mm. And Eric, you're organizing something at the Normal Theater having to do with the film Grease. Will you tell me about that?
Adam Fox and I have been talking a lot about...
Adam's the manager there.
Yes, yeah. About how to make a movie's events like they used to be. So sort of nostalgia in that sense as well.
Yeah.
When you look at sort of history of film in this country, it would be an entire family event. You go out for the entire day, see several different films. There are probably giveaways or little things you get at the door. There's a lot of sort of ballyhoo involved. I mean, just from going into a theater, a lot of theaters oftentimes had lobby displays.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
sometimes they had live performances too.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if it were horror films, sometimes there would be, you know, people dressed up as nurses out there. They park an ambulance or a hearse out front. But it was all this way to sort of hit you at all of your different senses to really bring you into this event. And so we've been talking about doing several films like this. And this is one of our first sort of pilots. We decided to take Grease, particularly the sing-along version.
It's interesting you chose the sing-along version, mm-hmm. because that's even more involved for the audience.
Nostalgia is all about bonding, right? I mean, it's a very complicated experience, but one of the core components is this idea of feeling socially connected to others, either currently connected to myself in the past, and it's all wrapped up together, right? And we also know from scientific data that when people sing together, they feel more socially connected. We're bringing all the senses as much as we can, all of the social connection. We're putting nostalgia in the forefront. And the phenomena of Grease really is nostalgia. I mean, Grease is the film embodiment of nostalgia.
I think there's two different kinds of nostalgia that we can involve mm-hmm. ourselves in. That is the personal nostalgia that I remember I was wearing this and Gwen was there with me and so on and so forth. But then there's also historical nostalgia, something we weren't personally involved in, but maybe mm-hmm. we're sort of longing for a past that seems simpler. Is historical nostalgia just as common as personal nostalgia, do you think?
Well, one of the ways that we get into historical nostalgia is through actually singing together, saying the Pledge of Allegiance together, marching together. So it's not as if we're just watching it or we're just reading it. We're actually putting it into our daily lives and our daily rituals together. So in a sense, we're creating a new nostalgia that incorporates old history, but it's still about being together. It's still about belonging in a place.
I've been thinking a lot about this idea of cultural nostalgia because, you know, Grease was 78-ish, and, you know, it's referencing the 50s. And when I was rewatching it with my spouse, you know, she noted that it was in Happy Days at the same time.
Yes, that came out in the 70s.
But set in the 50s, right? And when we look at the function of nostalgia personally, it has a lot of functions, but one is to make us also feel safe to the simpler times, right?
So it helps us cope with difficult present problems?
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Yes.
So if I'm feeling a lot of uncertainty, either personally or societally, if I feel like there's some type of threat physically or ideologically to me, feeling nostalgic about a simpler time, whether or not it objectively was simpler is another story, that helps me feel some sort of consistency and existential security, right? Because what's hysterical is, I mean, thinking back about the 50s, that wasn't necessarily a safe time. I mean, that was the middle of
the Cold War,
right? You know, duck and cover and all these things. So it wasn't as polished as Happy mm-hmm. Days or Grease might suggest it was.
So we're not really remembering memories. Maybe we're more likely remembering emotions and how those emotions made us feel at the time, and we want to bring back that into what we consider to be a more complicated present, even though really the past was not uncomplicated.
Well, I think it is reveling in safety and reveling in belonging. So when my daughter would come home from college after having lived away for a while, when she got together with her younger sister, they would engage in nostalgic behavior. They would have conversations they had had in the house before. They would just do things that let them revel in the safety and the belongingness of that context.
Does the usefulness of nostalgia vary with age? Is it more intense at a certain age, or does it fade away as we get older and we don't need it as much as we get into our elderly years?
The data are mixed on that. I mean, it's a very basic phenomena that they find cross-culturally and across age. There are individual differences in nostalgia proneness. I would say probably times of life, phase transitions, identity crises, are probably going to be the ones where you want it the most, because another function of nostalgia is of identity continuity, right?
Yes.
So most studies on nostalgia find that when people go into a nostalgic state, they write about a memory, it's usually something positive, but not always. If they see a negative memory, 9 times out of 10, the focus of that memory is, I am who I am now because of the crap that I had to go through.
Yes.
Right? So I suffered through this, but through that transition, I am now a different person, but I am still me at all points. I would hypothesize that when you are feeling some type of identity crisis, that's when you would want nostalgia more.
Do you guys feel that nostalgia is on the rise now? And if so, what sort of cultural or sociopolitical events are happening to cause that?
I do think what's happening is we're all becoming increasingly aware that we live in nostalgia. I look at nostalgia as a narrative, right? It's an unconscious narrative that we record in our bodies and our brains as a function of our lived life. So I would argue memory isn't something that's different from seeing or walking or believing. All of those are imbued with memory. All the things that we do over and over and over become embedded in the structure of our brain. And we actually sort of live in this unconscious world of memory, what one might call an unconscious world of nostalgia. And we can organize ourselves to get to places that allow us to feel nostalgic. But I do think what's happening is we are becoming increasingly aware of the diverse narratives that we all live in. Therefore, there isn't one monolithic narrative that we're all supposed to subscribe to. We're becoming increasingly open to individualistic live life narratives. And because of that, I think it's becoming increasingly possible for people to appreciate their own nostalgia as its own story, as opposed to not being somehow right because it's not part of an uber narrative and an uber nostalgia that they're supposed to experience. So I think as we become increasingly aware of the narrative-driven nature of life, and we become increasingly aware that that comes from our own lived life, then we're becoming increasingly aware we all have our nostalgia. And then we can ask each other about what our nostalgia might be.
The idea of, if we take this idea of the good old days as nostalgia, right? I mean, that is very subjective. But let's say I hold a particular worldview, right?
Yeah.
Or an identity. And that identity or worldview is now somehow threatened by sociopolitical change. Now, based on the literature, I may now be motivated to want to go back to the good old days, i.e., when my worldview was
the dominant worldview.
The dominant one.
Yeah. Well,
because I don't like the changes that are happening because I find them threatening to my sense of self, my sense of the way I see the world.
I agree with you completely, and I think the reason the good old days ever existed is because one group is in power, right? In other words, when one group is in power, they can basically own the means of storytelling and sell Father Knows Best as the dominant cultural narrative, ignoring other voices. And it's very easy to feel like that's the way it was supposed to be because there was never a diversity of narratives. I think what is happening now is as more voices are having access to the means of storytelling, we can choose to ignore them, but I do think the time of monolithic nostalgia is being deselected and coming to an end in this culture, and it is creating massive instability. And as you said, when if there's a group that feels that they're good old days are extremely threatened, they'll organize themselves into political parties, as we know, to try to reorganize everybody else's narrative so that their narrative still gets to be the one, their nostalgia is the one that gets to dominate. I am optimistic that as we see more and more diverse voices in storytelling, we will cultivate an appreciation of different nostalgia.
That's Scott Jordan and Eric Wesselman from the Illinois State University Department of Psychology. They're GLT's Psych Geeks. The sing-along version of Grease is running at the Historic Normal Theater coming up Friday, April 19th at 7 p.m. I'm Laura Kennedy.